Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having my friend Siobhan Finn with us too, ladies and gentlemen, because she and I have gotten to know each other over the last few years. She's from Ireland. She's from Cork, Ireland. She is the project director for the Cork Innovates organization, which is an award-winning, thanks to her, by the way, an award-winning organization. And I don't know anybody who's working harder for entrepreneurs in Cork than Siobhan Finn. And if I were an entrepreneur in Cork, I'd be pretty excited about this, what this lady's doing. And she's in America right now, in New York City. And when I found that out, I said, well, you got to join us on the show. And she's here to talk to us about why she is here. Siobhan Finn, welcome to the show and welcome to America.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for the opportunity to be here.
It's good to have you back. Folks, she was appointed recently to the National Government Small Business Advisory Group. Her organization has won, I don't know how many awards. Siobhan, we'll run out of time if I say them all. Congratulations on the great work you're doing.
Thank you. It's not without the network that surrounds me, Jim, in Cork, I have to say. Despite the fact that we are a pilot project and the first of its kind in Ireland, the level of support and engagement through both my stakeholders, my partner organizations, and indeed the wider business community in Cork is what has made Cork Innovate such a success.
Well, I believe it, and of course you're the nexus of all that. You're the fireball pulling all that together and making it happen. And I also saw that you're the only Irish winner of the European Enterprise Promotion Award this year. Congratulations! How about that?
That's correct. Yes, it was quite an honor, and we attended the award ceremony in Naples early in October. And I have to say, just really when we got there and, you know, we saw the level of activity happening around Europe and so many different projects and wonderful activities and projects which support entrepreneurs at so many different stages, that it really, I suppose, it was quite an honour to be there and to be part of such a wonderful group and to recognise that, you know, what we're doing in Ireland is actually making a difference for our community.
It's very exciting, and I'm very proud of you, Siobhan. So, okay, now you're in the United States. You brought a delegation over here for a couple of reasons, and I want you to tell us why you're here.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, Jim, the focus of Cork Innovates is very much about building on the value of the entrepreneur and the contribution that he or she makes to the community at a local level. And we have focused very much on that over the last 2 to 2.5 years. We're now at a point where, having achieved our initial objectives, we're looking to engage with our Irish diaspora. And I'd urge anybody listening this morning who's interested in talking to me some more to get in touch with me, and I can certainly expand on our various different projects that are happening.
And, of course, on St. Patrick's Day, that's all of us, right?
Well, absolutely.
We're all Irish on St. Patrick's Day. But if you have an affinity, if you have a connection to Ireland, that's when she says diaspora, that's what she means, right?
That's absolutely
connect back to the mothership, right, Siobhan?
Absolutely. And diaspora can be defined in so many different ways, including individuals who have attended Ireland for third level education, you know, to have spent some time there with friends, family. We want to talk to as many people as we possibly can who are interested in starting a business, growing a business, relocating a business, mm-hmm. and helping them to do that within our county, within Cork. And Cork is a second city, like so many other second cities around the world. We compete in a healthy way with Dublin on an ongoing basis. Dublin is our capital. But we believe in Cork.
We're on the other side of the country, right?
We're on the other side of the country, and we believe in Cork. We have the right mix of ingredients to make make Cork the best place to start to grow and to scale your business within Ireland.
And you got a great Chamber of Commerce there, right, too?
We have a wonderful Chamber of Commerce.
Connor Healy's group.
Partners, that's right. Cork Chamber, one of the key partners of Cork Innovates, and in fact my project is housed within the Cork Chamber building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, okay, you're here, though, with a delegation. Tell us why you're here.
We are. Earlier this year, we had two U.S. organizations, two U.S. female entrepreneur organizations, LWE, who are leading women entrepreneurs based in New Jersey, and BIG, Believe, Inspire, Grow. BIG was founded by Tara Gilvar and LWE by Linda Welbrock. And both those organizations came to Cork as part of an annual trip that they take to Europe, having identified Cork as a strong entrepreneurial region for our female entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
So they spent a week with us in Cork at the end of July.
And they live where regularly?
They are scattered throughout York and New Jersey.
Okay, in the Tri-City area there. Okay, go ahead.
So they came to Cork, and we spent a very intensive couple of days with them. And during that time, I organized for our own female entrepreneurs in Cork to get together with them. And we had a wonderful morning in Vertigo and County Hall, which houses our county council and overlooks the entire city. So we had a fantastic panorama view of the county, which gives them their first taste of what Ireland looks like very
mm-hmm.
early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, we hosted a thought leadership workshop, which was very much based on a roundtable format, where we discussed the key themes which were challenging our female entrepreneurs in Cork. And then following that, we ran a pitching competition where 10 of our leading female entrepreneurs from the region pitched their business idea, their concept to our US visitors. And of those,
I bet that was exciting.
It was very exciting, very exciting, very energetic. You can imagine 50 female entrepreneurs in a room together.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm just imagining that.
Yeah. There was a whole lot of energy going on. It was amazing. And the only man present in the room was the mayor of Cork County.
And he was a little frightened. He was a little frightened, wasn't he?
And he said, well, I think he was enthused enough to volunteer to accompany us this week to New York.
Yeah, he's coming over.
I guess that was the most common.
That's good. That's good. All right. We'll finish your story about what they did while they were there. Yeah.
So the women that competed that day had very different ideas and very different industries and backgrounds. And one of those was a young woman by the name of Deirdre O'Leary, who's founder and CEO of ID.me, which is an identity wristband for children.
Right.
And we had wonderful, wonderful ideas pitched that day. That particular concept was obviously the one that particularly whetted the appetite of our U.S. visitors.
Right.
And as a result of that, Deirdre has been invited to join their annual event down in Morristown.
So she's with you right now, and you guys are going to Morristown, New Jersey later this week to participate in that event, in their event in Morristown.
That's exactly
and
it.
The mayor of Cork is coming over, and it's going to be big doings there in Morristown, and we'll come back. We'll get Siobhan to tell us more about what's going on in Cork, Ireland, and their trip here to the United States.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.